Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Let me give you some Bible, okay? Exodus 32. Exodus 32, verses number 32, 33. You know the background. Moses had been up talking to God, and he come down out of the mountain, and the children of Israel created that golden calf. Aaron, what do you do? I don't know. We just throw the gold in there, and out come this cow. You know, I'm paraphrasing. Oh, you know, lie. But anyway, God was going to destroy them for that. And we see in Exodus 32, Moses is praying. Verse number 32. Yet now, if thou were forgive their sin... Do y'all see that big hyphen? Okay, there's a two little lines. In my Bible, King James, it's a one long hyphen. Do y'all have that in your Bible? If you don't, get you a King James Bible and it'll have it, okay? That hyphen is very, 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 very important. Why is that? Because it's a great pause. That's what that line means. Matter of fact, we see the word in the Psalm, Selah. Oftentimes, a lot of people read it. It's not really meant to be read. In the Psalm, 150 Psalms, and often in the Psalm, it say Selah. And that word Selah actually means to stop and meditate upon what you just said. It wasn't meant to be read. I'm not going to argue with somebody who wants to read it. That's fine. But really, it's not meant to be read. It's just a thought. Pause of what you just, and think about what you just read. With this hyphen here, it's exactly what it is. It's the greatest pause in Hebrew language. And I ain't a Hebrew expert. I learned this from a teacher. I guess he learned it from somebody else. That it's the greatest pause in the Hebrew language is this. I can just imagine Moses crying out to the Lord, yet now if thou will forgive them of their sin. And he just paused. And he said, if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of the book which thou hast written. And heaven, man, what love and compassion. He'd be willing to die for all of the Israel people. But anyway, we see Moses for the first time saying, you can take me out of that book. If you don't forgive them, put everything upon me. Are you following? And then we see in Psalm 69, David. Let me find it. Psalm 69, verse number 28. He's talking about the evil people. In verse number 27, add iniquity unto their iniquity. Add iniquity unto their iniquity, and let them not come into thy righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. Are you following the thought? Let blot their name out and let them not be written in the book with the righteous, which means what? That means they're written together. You know, remove their name. When? At the point of death? We'll get into that in just a minute. I just want to see some scriptures here, okay? Turn me to Revelation chapter 3. You thought we were done in the early part of the book of Revelation, weren't you? We're going back to Revelation chapter number 3. What do I have here in verse number 5? Okay, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. Which tells me something, that your name can get blotted out of the book of life. When Jesus said, I will not, if you're overcome or if you're saved, I'm not going to take your name out of the book of life. But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. So you see again, now Jesus is talking about that book of life. That he that overcometh the saved people, I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess him. Then Revelation 22, turn me to Revelation 22, and we'll talk more about it. Time's about gone. Verses 18 and 19. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Again, he is not talking about losing your salvation. These were people who were never saved to begin with. Again, the thought is the book of life. God knows everybody that's ever existed. Brother Ray McAllister preached a diet. I'm going to lose this church if I keep letting Dr. McAllister preach here. What a great message Sunday night. God knows the numbers of the hair every day. you lose hair or gain. He knows them. He mentioned about the sparrows falling. God knows when a sparrow falls and hits the ground. God knows everything about what's going on. How big is God? That was the name of his message. How big God is? I'm telling you, God is so big, he knows everybody who has ever lived. I'm going to put it, everybody who's ever conceived. God knows them all. He has a record of them. And they are all written in the book of life. And at the end, if their name has been removed from the book of life, and we'll get more into this when I get to Revelation 22, about more detail about the book of life. I want to see the concept. Again, you may not agree with me. A lot of preachers think I'm crazy, I'm a nut, but somebody stole it.
No, it ain't.
I may be a nut, but I'm on the right bolt. You cannot, you will not, you never will lose your salvation. So don't get let these scriptures trip you up. Say, well, I guess you can't lose salvation. You're going to take your name out of the book of life. Is this boring to y'all? Let me give you two more things and I'm done. Okay. We see the place, the person, the people, the purpose of that. They're being judged. And then quickly, the punishment, verses 14 and 15. Verse 14 and 15. There it talks about they were cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. Now, where is this? I do not know. I do not know. I believe, again, it's my personal conviction, that it would be some distant star. A lot of people think it's a sun. I don't know. I don't think so. I think God is preparing a special place. Well, the sun's pretty hot. Yeah, but I believe he's preparing a special place. So, yeah, I'm not a Star Wars fan. I know some of y'all are Star Wars nuts and all, or whoever it was. That's right, you are. You make those swords and all, whatever it is, lightsabers and all. Don't it start on some distant planet, far, far, distant galaxy, far, far away, had those signs, things written on that? We're just kind of goofy, you know. Anyway, they are crazy stuff. But anyway, I believe that some distant galaxy, far, far away, and like Brother McAllister talking about, God is infinite. There is no end to it. But somewhere on God's back 40, if it was possible, way out, as farther as you can go. Talking about in the outer darkness. There's so many verses here. But it's my opinion that the lake of fire is not the sun. Somewhere way out there, where Dr. McAllister talking about last week, about infinity, way out there. And I'm going to close with this. For eternity, they will be burning in the regions of the doomed and the damned in the lake of fire. And people don't ask me many questions. I don't know if Brandon gets this, but used to, people ask me questions all the time. They don't ask questions like they used to. You do. But very few anymore. One of the questions I asked a few years ago, will we remember our loved ones for eternity who's burning in the regions of the doom and the damn? And my response is this, no. God wipes that from us like you would do a computer and erase that memory. The memory of the wicked shall rot. In other words, a new heaven and new earth, our loved ones who's burning in the regions of the doom and damn, we won't think of them no more. We will be at the great white throne judgment. Again, I got to quit. We will be standing there. We'll be standing there. When Jesus Christ throws them to the lake of fire, we will be there witnessing this. We'll see our loved ones, husbands, wives, sons, daughters, grandma, grandpa, grandkids. We will see them cast into the lake of fire. That's why it said this in Revelation 22. God shall wipe away all their tears. That's when he creates a new heaven and new earth. I got to quit. There'll be a lot of tears shed at the great white throne judgment. A lot. But when he creates a new heaven and new earth, are y'all following? We'll pick up. I could go on, but these people going to be mad at me out there in the foyer. They want to come in. Our Father, thank you. Thank you for your word. Lord, for scripture. Thank you most of all for Jesus. Lord, who not just saves us from hell, not just saves us from our sin, but Lord, gives us that opportunity to live with you forever. We thank you for that, and it's our prayer. Perhaps there's somebody here today that knows you not, that this will be the day. In Jesus' name they trust you. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.